Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos. Hope everything's going well. Kumpis Dam for Yehuda ben Shifa, Arachaim Dov Kella. Ava Meya ben Bela Fega. Ava Meya ben Bela Fega. And Arachaim Dov Kella, Arachaim Dov Kella, and Yehuda ben Shifa. Those are the most sick ones. And now, please continue down for Matisyahu Chaim ben Ittel, Binyamin Ovadia ben Esther, Yisrael Moshe ben Sipo Fega, Moshe Dov ben Fega Bracha, Wachabas Ilana, Boch Bender ben Ittel or ben Cyril, Leia Pesha Bastina, Chaya Malka bat Batsheva, Avam Yeshiyahu ben Aviva, Yekutiel Zamin ben Sawa, Yekutiel Zamin ben Sawa, Netanel Ilan ben Shena Tzipoa, Netanel Ilan ben Shena Tzipoa, Netanel Ilan ben Shena Tzipoa, Daphna Brocha Zahava Basvegalea, Daphna Brocha Zahava Basvegalea, Miriam Batsawa Rezel, Yehudit Bat Wina, Boch Tzvi Ben Esther, Sprinzer Bat Esther, Breiner Brocha Bas Wina. You can please down for all the scholars and some of them are very sick. The following divrei Torah I'm going to say should be Zechus, Howav Gerald Freelander, Zechus is Neshama, Howav Freelander, and shall also be Zechus Neshama, Victor Levtzion. Should be Zechus Neshama, both of them. So this week's parsha is Parsha's Chukas HaTorah. So our Mordechai Gifter Zatzal, a former yeshiva, tells a kli and said, Chukas HaTorah. We have to keep the whole Torah as a chok, meaning you shouldn't have any questions about the Torah. Yes, you can try to look into the reasons, but in any case, you should keep the Torah as a chok, even if you don't understand, keep the whole Torah as a chok. Divrei Shmuel, one of the Slonim Rebbe, said a different shot. He said, sometimes, you don't have the oomph, you don't have the oomph to do the mitzvah or to learn the Torah. So Zos Chukas, you got to keep it still as a chok. You got to keep the mitzvah and the learning Torah as a chok, even if you don't have the oomph. Why? Zos Chukas HaTorah. That's the Torah. To keep it as a chok, even if you don't have the oomph. With David Feinstein, Shlita, from Lower East Side, said Devim Shat. He said, by power duma, we know you take a little sprinkle of the power, you sprinkle on somebody, and you turn this from the person from impure to pure. You turn the person from tamei to tahor. So Zakva David Feinstein, that pshat was Zos Chukas HaTorah. The Torah also, when you throw yourself into a life of Torah, when you learn, live, and keep the mitzvah of the Torah, it's also going to make you turn from tamei to tahor. It's going to change you from tamei to tahor. But you got to throw yourself into the Torah. Well, David Feinstein Shlita said that. While Moshe Shor from Lakewood said, it says by Paraduma, ein bo mum, ein bo ol. The Paraduma can have a blemish and can have a yoke. While Moshe Shor said, different shot, ein bo mum. If someone thinks they don't have any blemishes, then ein bo ol. Then they don't have all machut shemayim. Do you think they don't have any blemishes? They don't think, then they're not perfect. Then, in this week's Parsha, whatever the reason is, Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock instead of talking to it. So Yosef Shalom, I believe, Rosh Sternbach quoted by Yosef Shalom, the beginning by Yosef Shalom Nathanson, Rosh Sternbach Shlita from Yushalayim Ira Kodesh quoted by Yosef Shalom Nathanson. It said, if you look carefully, it said Moshe Rabbeinu lift up his hand to hit the rock. Why did the Torah have to tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu lift up his hand? Obviously, we know if he hit the rock, of course he lifted up the hand. Zuck of Yosef Shalom Nathanson, because Moshe's whole body was just to serve Hashem, to keep what Hashem commanded him. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu now needed extra energy. Had to lift up his hand, had to do extra energy to hit the rock. So it said Moshe Rabbeinu lift up his hand. So of Yosef Shalom Nathanson, I believe he said that, why does the Torah tell me Yosef, Moshe Rabbeinu lift up his hand? Because Moshe's whole body was just to serve Hashem. So here Moshe Rabbeinu was going against, because Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, please speak to the rock. And Moshe Rabbeinu was hitting the rock. So therefore, Moshe needed extra energy to go against even his whole body, because his whole body was always served Hashem. So his body did not want to go against Hashem's will. So Moshe Rabbeinu needed extra energy now to hit the rock, because it was going against Hashem's will. That's why the Torah tells you he lifted up his hand to hit the rock. The Divrei Shmuel, I think I tell you that's one of the Slonim Rebbe's. He said another question. Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, saw that before Chet HaEgel, after Kriyas Yamsuf, before Chet HaEgel, Moshe used the stick, the matzah, to hit the rocks to get water. So Moshe said, if it was before Chet HaEgel, I hit the rocks to get water for Klal Yisrael, then all the more so after Chet HaEgel and Chet HaMeraglim, so all the more so, I got to hit the rock to get water for the Jewish people. But Divrei Shmuel said, but the reason why Hashem wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to speak to the rock now and not hit it, because Hashem wanted to tell Klai, so yes, I'm sure you feel that, you know, after Chet HaEgel, Chet HaMeraglim, you feel down. But Hashem wants to show Klai, so I'm still with you. I'm going to show I am with you. I'm going to create incredible miracles for you. I'm going to have Moshe Rabbeinu just speak to the rock and water is going to come out. That's why Hashem wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to speak to the rock to tell and let water come out to show Klai Yisrael how much Hashem loves Klai Yisrael. Then what Moshe Shua from Lake was another beautiful word. It said Aaron, when he passed away, he wore Big Day Kahuna. But what Moshe Shua from Lake was said, we know that you're not allowed to wear, you only wear Big Day Kahuna, and especially the Kohen clothes of a Kohen Gadol. Moshe Aaron HaKohen was the Kohen Gadol when you're working in the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash. Zakwa Moshe Shua, Amitas, a passing way of a tzaddik does kapoa like a korban. Passing way of a tzaddik does kapoa like a korban. And we know Aaron was a big tzaddik. That's why he was all the way at Big Day Kahuna. Then it says, Zoschukasa Toira. If you take the first letters of each one, Zayin, Ches, and Hey, you get 20. That's Yud Yud, that's Hashem's name. The Walag said, the Pshat is, that Hashem is saying, when you keep the Torah like a chok, when you keep the Torah because you believe in Hashem, because you know what I think Hashem does for your best, Hashem say, I'm going to be with you. What David Miller, who from Yerushalayim, Yer HaKadosh, says, if you look at Korach, Chukas, and Balak has a kuf in it. It represents Kadosh, 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 that Klai Yisrael is always holy, the Jewish people are always holy. And it is based on what David Miller, I'm not sure what David Miller said, what I'm about to say now, but Hashem is saying to Klal Yisrael, you're holy even like by time by Korach, where Korach said to Moshe Rabbeinu, we are all holy like you. And in this Parshas Chukas where Bnei Yisrael complained to Moshe Rabbeinu, we need water, and they assisted, I guess, in Messiah La'aveiwa, they like assisted in the sin by Moshe Rabbeinu creating the rock. And in Parshas Balak, at the end of the Parsha, they unfortunately had immoral relations with non-Jewish ladies. But Hashem is saying, no matter what you do, you're Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. You're always holy. Now we're going to Parshas Balak. So, one more word about Chukas. It says, in Chukas Adam ki amus ba'oval. And so the Maharal Miprag said a beautiful word. He said, how could a Jew learn Torah? Because, you know, your physical body doesn't want to learn Torah. Or your spiritual one, your neshama, but not your physical body. Zakta Ma'ara, that's why Adam Kiyamis Mumusam is. That's why you have to kill yourself. Adam Kiyamus Ba'owal. A person has to kill themselves. He has to really kill themselves. Not physically kill themselves, of course. Not physically. But really kill themselves. When you're steiging in Torah, when you're learning Torah HaKadosh, you have to kill yourself in order to acquire Torah. Because then when you do that, you're kind of killing your physical desires. And now your neshama is winning, and that's how you can learn Torah. Then, at Rabbi Binyamin Jacobs from Lakewood, New Jersey, I think he called Nachlas Devash. He said, "What was Bilam's mistake?" So Nachlas Devash was that Bilam did not clean himself out. When Bilam got Nevuah, he didn't clean himself out before getting the nevuah. Because he didn't clean himself out before getting that nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore he had influence from his past. And that's what caused his downfall. Then I think it's Rosh Sternbach Shlita again, it says that the Midianites, no, sorry, Moabites, yeah, were scared of the Jewish people. And then it said the officers were scared of the Kahal. So what's the difference? So what Sternbach said, the officers knew the power of the Jewish people. When they're united, when they're one, no one could beat them. And that's why he said they were scared of the Kahal. Then what Moshe Shua from Lakewood said, another beautiful word. It says, Kilavi miyakum ukawi yinasei. Zakwa Moshe Shua, Kilavi, Lavi means a baby lion. Kilavi miyakum, if you just pick yourself up like a baby lion, just pick yourself somewhat, then Ki'ayinasei, then Hashem will lift you up like a warring, a gigantic lion. But you just have to make that first step. Then it says, Nafal, it says Bilam fell because the revelation of his eyes. So I believe it's Baruch Newman, Rabbi Young Israel, Spring Valley. It might be Divrei Shmuel again, but he said, why did Bilam fall? Because what his eyes saw, what he stared at, what he looked at, that's what caused Bilam to fall. That's what caused Bilam to fall based on what he looked at. And then it said Bilam stands for Balei Amem. The Walag said, Balei Amem, meaning Bilam swallowed up the Mem. Mem stands for Mem Se'er of a Mikvah. Bilam swallowed up the Mem Se'er of a Mikvah. Bilam had potential to be a holy being, but Bilam swallowed up the Mem Se'er. Bilam swallowed up the Mem Se'er he could have been. Balei Amem, he swallowed up the Mem of Kedusha he could have been. Then I again, Baruch Newman, it might be Divrei Shmuel, but it says, V'goyim lo yitchashev. Okay, Kam levadod yishkan uvagoyim lo yitchashev. So Zuck, I think Baruch Newman might call it the Divrei Shmuel, but it said, Klai Yisrael, the Jewish people, the Yidden, v'goyim lo yitchashev. What the goyim did, the Jewish people lo yitchashev, get no importance to them. That's how the Jewish people survive. What a goy does, lo yitchashev, they get no importance. Like a goy goes drinking, listens to schmutz music, acts improperly. The Jewish people give no chashev. A goyim lo yitchashev. That's how the Jewish people survived. Well, Shlomo Goldberg from Washington Heights, I know I said this word in the past, but it's a beautiful word. He said, Bilam told Balak, we'll open up a flea market, we'll have some women, you know, handle the flea market, some Jewish people go in there, and the women will entice them, and the Jewish people have znus, immoral relations, and then Hashem will get angry at them. And unfortunately, that's what happened. Not all Jews did it, not all, only some Jews, you know, had the moral relations, and only some Jews went into the market. So when Shlomo Goldberg asked the question, how could Hashem get angry at Bnei Yisrael? How could Hashem get angry at those Yidden? Those Yidden who went shopping and unfortunately got enticed by the women, how could Hashem get angry at them? So Zuck was Shlomo Goldberg, they didn't have to go shopping. Hashem gave them the man. Hashem gave them on their covered. Hashem gave them beer, meat, and water. Well, Moshe Feinstein, that's out there. If you notice, there's no mention of clothing in the whole story of the Jews being in the desert, in the Midbar, there's no mention of clothing. Because Hashem cleaned and laundered their clothing every day as brand new. So Zuck was Shlomo Goldberg, there was no reason for those Yidden who went into the flea market, there was no reason for them to go shopping. They put themselves into the sin, into the Aveira. You know, into that dangerous place. They put themselves in that makom sakana where unfortunately some of them fell. Not all of them, but some of them fell. But Shlomo Goldberg said that applies to us today. Hashem gave us Flatbush, gave us Paul Park, gave us the five towns, gave us Teaneck, gave us Queens, gave us Washington Heights. Hashem gave us, you know, other, say, Clifton, you know, Highland Park, Baltimore, Cleveland, Chicago, Lakewood. Hashem gave us other places, Philadelphia. There's a lot more. I mean, I'm not going to go through everything. But Hashem gave us a lot of fun places to go shopping. So what Shlomo Goldberg said, there's no reason to go shopping in Times Square or parts of Manhattan where you know there's schmutz. So what Shlomo Goldberg said, if you go shopping in those areas, you can't claim a defense. Oh, Hashem, I had to go shopping, that, and therefore I fell. You put yourself in the Makom Sakana. That's what Shlomo Goldberg said. I'm not going to tell you some halachas. Again, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. These halachas just discussed at the Shabbos table. But Heshi Kahan, who's a posek connected with Zucker's yeshiva in Brooklyn. He said, let's say something, you're going swimming, and you want to take a drink. So Rav Heshi Kahn writes, you can put your yarmulke on, as long as you have a bathing suit on, you can make a bracha and drink whatever you want. You can make a bracha, obviously, as long as you have a yarmulke and a bathing suit. We're not talking about davening. We're talking about making a bracha to eat or whatever. And for a woman, that she might need, she has different halachas of sneer, so she has to be more sneer stick clothing, but she has to put on more sneer stick clothing, and then she'll make the bracha. Well, Moshe Feinstein's Asal writes, nylon tzitzis. Tzitzis made out of nylon is problematic. Wearing tzitzis made out of nylon is problematic. Well, Moshe Feinstein's Asal said that. Then Rav I. Marcus from Eretz Yisrael, I believe he quoted Rav Moshe Feinstein on this next halacha, I'm going to say. I believe it's Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's all. Next week is Shavasa B'Tammuz. So I believe Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's all, writes on the four of the six fast days, not including Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, you can take mouthwash or even brush your teeth. You can take mouthwash and even brush your teeth on the other four fast days, provided that your head is over the sink. Your head is bent over the sink. Then you can take mouthwash and brush your teeth. Then, Rav Yoshev Zatzal said, let's say you're in a car, driving somewhere. You're driving from, let's say, Baltimore to Queens, or you're doing Cleveland to Brooklyn, and along the way you're eating and drinking in the car, and then you have to go to the gas stop, you have to go to the bathroom, but you're coming right back to the car. So Rav Yoshev Zatzal said, you do not need to make a new bracha. You do not need to make a new bracha if all you're doing, you're going for like a 5-minute, I'm guessing, a 5-minute stop just to go to the bathroom or go to the store to buy something to eat. Then you do not need to make a new bracha on the food. I'd like to wish everyone a gewaldig Shabbos. I hope everything's going well. Bye-bye.